Okay, let's move on to the final item, which is 1456.
Extend to December 31, 2017, the council-approved corporate securities do not buy list.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, when we created this idea of a do not buy list, I realized we'd be setting ourselves and our committee a difficult task because it was hard for me to imagine that any big corporation didn't do something that progressives would heartily disapprove of. But I told my colleagues that we were going to focus on the worst of the worst. The committee did an incredible amount of work and came up with a recommendation that 9 or 10, depending on how you define it, companies would be able to do a buy list. And that was, frankly, consistent with my original concern. It would be hard to narrow the list down because there are only 40 to 50 companies that are on our eligible issuers list at any given time. So we're putting 20% of those that be on my list. The committee actually only looked, took a long look at 20 companies, because those are the ones that seem most controversial. So we put half of those on the do not buy list. So I felt that that number was rather high, given my commitment to my colleagues who are going to have a small list of the worst of the worst. So I set myself to coming up with a shorter version of the list, which I presented in this resolution. And the three companies that I recommended were Walmart, Credit Suisse, and Nestle. And that was largely based on the fact that if you look at the MSCI independent rating agency that looks at social responsibility factors that largely overlap with ours, it seemed to me that we have by far the clearest case for those three companies. In doing so, I left out not only the 7 of the companies that the committee recommended adding to the not buy list. I also left off 2 which had attracted the most attention from activists, those being Wells Fargo and Caterpillar. And we discussed this the other week. I said that I had some concerns that related in part to those companies. One is that those companies were recommended in great part because of what their customers do with their products or who their customers are. And I expressed some skepticism that any significant number of companies ever do anything other than sell their products and then services to whoever will buy them. So holding companies responsible for their customers struck me as going a bit beyond the idea of going after the worst of the worst. That was one concern that I had. Another concern that I had was that in adding, if we added Caterpillar, largely on the basis of human rights violations in Palestine, we would be the only country that we would be taking into task in this process for human rights violations was Israel. And I recognize it's sort of an accident of the eligible issuers list because there aren't a lot of weapons manufacturers. In fact, there are none weapon-specific manufacturers on the eligible issuers list. So it's not like the committee looked at companies that sell weapons to Saudi Arabia that are used to destroy Yemen and didn't put them on the list. They just have that opportunity. But I was still concerned about the idea that in a time when we do see rising anti-Semitism, having Israel be the one country that we have concerns about. There are counterarguments to both of those concerns. One is I've been hearing from activists over the past few days that there are companies that decide not to do business in places with human rights violations, that they decide to cut off their relationships with their customers. So I think it's important for us to hear those arguments and those examples. And also, I think that it's important to note that although I was concerned, I shared the concern of some folks in the Jewish community about highlighting Israel, it's also important to say that I don't think that the activists wanting to put Caterpillar on the Do Not Buy list are anti-Semitic. And in fact, as has been noted, a fair number of them are Jewish. And to be personal for a moment, I am not a religious man, but I am Jewish. It's the one cultural identity I have. So I feel torn in 2 different directions. On the one hand, I share the concern about doing anything that could contribute to anti-Semitism. On the other hand, I share the desire of folks in Jewish Voice for Peace to make Israel a better country. And frankly, I was rather disturbed to hear them referred to as, quote, fringe Jews a couple of weeks ago. So I still do have a reservation about the MSCI criteria, where I still think that the three companies that I recommended are the ones that are easiest to add based on MSCI. Particularly given the strong public sentiment to consider Wells Fargo and Caterpillar, I decided today, for purposes of discussion, that I would offer an amendment to my own proposal to add Wells Fargo and Caterpillar to the do not buy list.
So that's been moved.
I will second that for the point purpose of discussion.
Okay. Are there any other amendments to propose?
I really appreciate Commissioner Novick laying out the issues as he just did. And for each of us, I know for each person in the room and for many, many others who have emailed us and called our offices, this is extremely personal. It's very important. I've been impressed with the amount of activism there has been, and the way that people fervently believe that there are things to be done and that the city can do. And we all know that with the incoming administration in Washington, more and more cities and states are going to need to do things that move the dial and protect people. And that's really why I came to what I'm going to offer as a friendly amendment. We didn't used to buy any corporate securities before 2009. And I don't see why we should buy them now. I think we should be investing in only in government securities. We shouldn't be buying any corporate debt securities simply because we don't have to. And why would we risk putting money into a company that then, you know, a year or so later comes into disrepute? So my friendly amendment, which I hope that Commissioner Novick will accept, is to add to his amendment, I've got copies here for the rest of the council. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the council directs the city treasurer to suspend direct investments of cash assets in corporate debt securities until the council has approved the city's investment policy in 2017. And I'm saying that partly because I think this is such a momentous decision that in the new year, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioner Udaly are going to be wanting to be part of it. I also recognize that our skilled city treasurer has told us that completely going back to 2009 would potentially have impacts on city earnings. And so the second part of my amendment is, be it further resolved that the council directs the city treasurer to amend the city's investment policy by adding a restriction on the city's additional direct investments in corporate securities to those meeting a to-be-determined minimum rating at the time of purchase, as determined by a third-party environmental, social, and governance-based investment research provider, and that the Treasurer would return to Council for approval of this policy no later than April 1st of 2017.
Okay, is there a second for Commissioner Francis?
I'll second the amendment. It's a friendly amendment, but I'll second it just in case we need a technical.
Commissioner, I do accept that as a friendly amendment, and I thank you very much. And I want to let people know that just as the do not buy list was a contentious issue within the community, it was also a contentious issue within the council. And until Commissioner Fritz came up with this proposal, I frankly was concerned that we might not be able to get 3 votes for any version of the list, and the list might simply go away, and the whole concept of having socially responsible investment criteria would go away. I'm hopeful that we can get agreement to Commissioner Fritz's friendly amendment, so I accept it as a friendly amendment, a very friendly amendment.
So could we perhaps vote to put the amendment on the table and then take testimony both from the Treasurer and from anybody who wants to testify on the amendments?
Okay. So let's take a vote then to put Commissioner Fritz's version of the amendment on the table. Is that how that would work?
Yeah.
And then we can take testimony on that. So
I guess I'm a little confused. Parliamentary, where are we? There was an amendment offered by Commissioner Novick to add 2 companies to the list. How is this amendment that Commissioner Fritz offered related to it?
This overrides
it. I'm saying let's...
This overrides it?
Yes. That we would not invest in any corporate debts until we come back with a formal policy. So we'll go back to our policy before 2009, that we only invest in government securities and treasury bonds.
So we don't need to list companies if we're not buying any.
Right.
Okay. So does everybody understand that that's the amendment that we're going to put on the table and take testimony on? Okay. Let's take a vote on that then, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Right. And frankly, the more I hear about what's happening at the national level and in many different corporations, I think this is the most prudent option at this time, and it's something that hopefully we can come together as a community and focus on what we agree on rather than what we disagree on. Aye.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I will support this amendment. I do think that we need to be mindful of the fact that we are earning $4 to $7 million a year in interest earnings, and in light of the revenue forecast of a $4 million ongoing deficit, I think it drives home the congruence here that we need to be mindful, and indeed it's probably our job as fiscal stewards of city resources to not totally get out of the corporate security business. But I do believe we can wait, pause a little bit, and I think we need to look into environmentally social goals. But I also think, can't we just, and I'll just, I don't ask for an answer now, but can't we just put our funds into the hands of a socially responsible investment fund manager and do it that way? Take the same amount we invest in corporate securities and put it into a socially responsible investment fund. I think that would be the easiest way to do that. It would allow us to still earn more than what we could earn on government-owned bonds itself or themselves, and I think satisfy our desire here for socially responsible investments. But I'm, like I said, that's where I believe, but I will support this amendment for the time being. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, so we got to give Ms. Cooperman, our treasurer, the opportunity to present anything she needs us to know and respond, if you wish, to this amendment that we have on the table. So welcome. Good afternoon.
Jennifer Cooperman, city treasurer. I've participated in the socially responsible discussion as a subject matter expert. Would it be helpful for me to review the methodology that we use to measure the financial impact at all, or no?
One question would be helpful for me. My colleagues all may have different. Jennifer is in this pause period that's being proposed before we come back and approve the city's investment policy, if this is approved. You would be limited in purchasing treasuries, not
agency securities and treasury securities.
Correct.
Primarily.
And what is the current interest rate spread between those different vehicles, and what is the in the short term the potential cost of the city?
The number that I would give you is that we earn about $4.5 to $5 million in. By being able to invest in corporates today over and above what we would get if we were owning only treasuries and agencies.
On an annual basis.
On an annual basis. So.
But we're not, this doesn't contemplate divesting your current portfolio.
Correct.
So in terms of what would you forecast over the next quarter as being the spread?
Bear with me.
Understanding we're also in a situation where there's a lot of volatility around interest rates.
Correct. And we're at low interest rates, presumably moving higher. Right. Spreads are narrow today than they're at the narrow point. So if we use a 50 basis point number then as the additional yield, then for all the monies coming in from today forward until the investment policy is re-upped, if you will, reapproved, then we would be missing out on that additional yield.
But on a quarterly basis in terms of how these funds roll in and roll out.
I didn't come prepared
But it's substantially less than the $4.5 million.
It's a prorated amount. So $300,000 a month.
Difference?
Because
Difference?
Every year we reinvest.
We're constantly collecting funds, proceeds, water bill payments, permits, tax proceeds, et cetera. And as soon as those funds come into Treasury, we're investing them. So we won't have the opportunity to invest at those higher rates.
That's the delta.
But the money doesn't come in on a monthly basis. The big tranches of revenue are in the collection of property taxes in the fall.
Which
and the
we just of, completed.
Right. And the collection of business income taxes around April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So if this gets done by April 1st, it would guide the investment
we
of that next
big... We would be incented to do it earlier.
The other thing I just wanted to ask you is, in terms of the investment which presents the least risk to the city, am I correct in assuming that a treasury is the safest, albeit the most conservative, and that there still is a risk in the corporate securities market because of risk to a company?
There is credit risk.
Credit risk.
And we manage that by buying only short-term securities and by buying securities that are rated by Moody's and S&P and Fitch that at a high credit rating. So that's not to say that but we are assuming credit risk, but we believe that we are managing that risk in a highly exemplar way.
Having had a few of those highly ranked, highly rated bonds in my IRA once upon a time, I understand that the Moody ratings are a guide. They're not they're not handed down by biblical juncture. But is it imprudent for a city to be as concerned? I mean, if a city chooses to be invest solely in treasuries, which are the safest instruments that we can get in the market, is that imprudent from your point of view as our?
No, it's not imprudent. There's a fiduciary responsibility to first protect the principal of the funds that we have. Second is to provide liquidity to pay the bills of the bureaus. And third is to earn an investment return. And they're in rank order. So investing in treasury and agency securities, which are the most highly rated, is certainly not, that's a good fiduciary thing to do. There is an opportunity loss by not being able to invest in something that Oregon state law allows us to do. And to Commissioner Saltzman's point, if I could address that, state law prevents us from putting any money into a fund. We have to buy individual securities. So we would not be able to, for example, put the city's money in a socially responsible mutual fund. But even if we were to identify a money manager who operates in that space, they still need guidance. They still need to know what the council would want from a socially responsible fund. They're all different. I happen to have here a listing of the top 10 holdings of four different socially responsible funds, and they're all different. And there are some names that people in this room might have issues with that appear on this list. So we would still have to give anyone guidance about what is okay and what is not okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Questions for Ms. Cooperman? Other points that you want to make sure we have in our minds before we proceed? All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I know people are here to testify. Obviously, this has taken a different turn, and so I want to ask people if you do still wish to testify, the subject before the council is should we take the approach that Commissioner Fritz has suggested and that we've put on the table, which is to say we're going to invest only in public instruments for the next several months, giving the council and the community the chance to weigh in on what the policy should be and how we should make these decisions rather than making them today. So I would ask that you not, even though I know some of you feel very strongly about individual companies, not focus on any individual company, but on this question of the approach. Is this the right approach for us to take? So if you're willing, please, to adjust your testimony to those realities, I think that's what would be most helpful to us, because the council wants to decide this question of is this amendment the way to go, and if not, what else would we do? So with that, Carla, do you have a list of folks that want to speak? And I'll probably have people ask to confine their time to 2 minutes, depending on how many we have, because we have a lot of people in the room.
I have 29 people signed up.
Yes, please, 2 minutes.
Okay. The first three are Jamie Trinkle, Hung Nam, and C.C. Beckwith, and they'll be followed by Maxine Fuchsen, Ned Roche, and Rod Such.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Please.
Hi. I'm Hung Nam. I'm speaking as a community member today, but I'm one of the members of the Socially Responsible Investment Committee. And first of all, I want to thank you for your work on this in creating the committee and hearing our testimony, and just say that this is the most critical time for us to make a clear statement in putting at least or adding at least Wells Fargo and Caterpillar to our do not buy list, along with the other companies that were there before. Whatever you do with this other resolution, I would ask you to combine the Novick's amended resolution and Fritz's resolution, because other cities that don't even have an SRI committee are not only divesting from Wells Fargo, they are not even having their bonds underwritten by Wells Fargo. And this is our chance. People are looking for hope. They're looking for inspiration from cities like Portland to be a real sanctuary city, because under Trump, there is a major expansion for not only building walls with Caterpillar equipment, mining, you know, you name it, extracting every resources with Caterpillar equipment, building prisons, and not just for-profit prisons. So many different aspects of the carceral system are run by for-profit companies. And for all of that, they need financing to do it. This is the most critical time for us to make a difference on this. And we could do it today. It would send reverberations throughout the whole country and the world. And this is our chance to really give people hope and do the right thing. So I ask you to combine those amendments, and whatever we do with the you know, temporarily not investing in any securities for the next 4 years, four months, at least put those companies on the do not buy list for a year and join other cities.
So my amendment makes it very clear that, yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't iterate our, we asked, please, if you agree with someone, give them a thumbs up or a wave of the hand. If you disagree, negative is okay, as long as it's a polite hand gesture. But we asked that,
well, I want to clarify.
The clap and applaud. Obviously, when you feel that agreement, it feels good, but if you happen to be on the other side, it's kind of intimidating. Go ahead, please.
So I want to clarify, it does include Wells Fargo, Caterpillar, Nestle, you named it, none of those. We're not going to invest in them. So that's what our amendments are combined.
But isn't that just for 4 months, and then after 4 months?
Then we will have another hearing and have a process which the Treasurer and Mayor Wheeler will be working on and come back.
I'm just concerned because I know that you're so busy with so many other important issues to deliberate, and for us to come back in 4 months and go through this whole thing again, I mean, unless you know where you're going to make $4.7 million of cuts in the city's budget right now, it seems like you have more important things that you're going to want to deal with
in
4 months.
So again, let me clarify. As Mayor Hales pointed out, the chunk of money comes in at the end of April with the business taxes, so that it's not like we're going to be losing $4.5 million in the next 3 months. And there's a built-in incentive for the Treasurer, who I just have to state for the record, Jennifer Cooperman does excellent work. And as I said before, 2009, we didn't do it. And now because of her skill, we have been able to get more interest. Right now, the council is saying we're not going to get, we know that there's a decreased amount of interest that may come in, and we're willing to do that because we want to invest only in things that we are absolutely sure are okay, and that for right now is government bonds and treasury securities.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Due to clarifying that. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Jamie Trinkle. I'm with Enlace. I've been a 6-year resident of Portland. ACLU of Oregon, American Friends Service Committee, Archdiocese of Oregon, Black Lives Matter Portland, CAUSA Oregon, Enlace, First Unitarian Church, Interfaith Movement for Immigrant Justice, NAACP Portland, both chapters of the National Lawyers Guild, locally, Northwest Accountability Project, Occupation Free Portland, Oregon Education Association, Oregon Immigrant Activists, Park Rose Community United Church of Christ, Partnership for Safety and Justice, Portland Association of Teachers, Portland Central America Solidarity Committee, Portland Jobs with Justice, Sankofa Collective Northwest, SEIU Local 49, SEIU Local 503, Unite Oregon, Urban League of Portland, VOES Workers' Rights Education Project. Together, these faith, labor, and community organizations form a powerful force for what is right in our community. We represent over 10,000 Portlanders. Each of these organizations has reached out to you, advocating implementing the SRI committee recommendations to add Wells Fargo to the Do Not Buy list. Yourselves, and we support today this pause on corporate investments, but we second what Young just mentioned, that we should be clear and go ahead and just add Wells Fargo and Caterpillar to the 2017 Do Not Buy list. Let's not redo work that has already been done. You adopted a visionary SRI policy 2 years ago with robust ethics criteria. a commitment of city resources and clear process for public input. Two committees, the Human Rights Commission and SRI Committee, have dedicated hours of work on this. You've heard hours of testimony from dozens of community members about Wells Fargo and Caterpillar violating most of the SRI criteria that you yourselves established. What you set in motion is powerful and visionary, but it's not worth the paper it's written on if you don't implement it. If Portland is to be a sanctuary city, we need you to stand up now, today, and stop investing in two of the worst corporations and commit to do that for the entire year of 2017. These corporations that seek to reap profit from the destruction of indigenous and immigrant communities in the U.S. and around the globe. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Cecilia Beckwith, and I've been a resident of Portland for about 4 years. And I'm also working with Enlace, and not only am I an activist, but I'm an active citizen in the community of Portland. We're aware that you're taking this recommendation of the Social Investment Committee very seriously. And this has been a long and arduous process. And we really do encourage you. I'm actually encouraged by the Commissioner Novak and Commissioner Fritz's movement today. I thought we would be going to be walking away with absolutely nothing today, considering what has been going on. But I think that it's clear that you want to take a stand. You want to separate Portland from what is going on right now in this community, the movement to the right. You want to truly make stand as a progressive community, a community that does support its citizens, a community that does stand in support of human rights and dignity, not only in this country, but around the world. And so I know that this is not been an easy process for you. It certainly hasn't been one for us as members of the community. But your proposal today does move us closer to being that sanctuary city that we envisioned, the place that we really want to be able to call home as a city of Portland, a city that represents all of us and the community that we stand for. I really encourage you to include community members in this process, not to just come back to us 4 months from now and say, this is what we think we're going to do. But there needs to be a way that we are involved in this process as you move forward with this. And I encourage that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll make sure that, obviously, I'm sure Mayor Wheeler will be aware of this.
Now, what I have for you is a signature of about 1,300 active citizens in Portland who are asking you to honor the Social Investment Committee's recommendations. These signatures were collected from the last time we met, which was, what, 3 weeks ago? So I would like to leave these
Thank
with
you.
Someone.
Please do.
If you have a mechanism to get back to those people and let them know that, yes, we are going to honor it, we're not going to invest in any corporate securities. And let me just read the amendment again. The council directs the city treasurer to suspend direct investments of cash assets in corporate debt securities until council has approved the city's investment policy in 2017. So that I can't say how many times you've won, that we are not going to invest in the companies that you don't like.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next three are Maxine Fuchsen.
Please give it to Carla, and she'll make sure we
Ned Roche and Rod Such. And they'll be followed by Oscar Guerra-Vera, Lila Hale, and Peter Miller.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. Good
like
to be back.
Whoever would like to go first, please.
Thanks. Thank you all very much. My name's Maxine Fuchsen, and I'm a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, which is one of the coalition partners in Occupation Free Portland. Part of what I'm going to say today comes from a letter that was written by the Jewish Voice for Peace Rabbinical Council, and I hope that you all received that letter. We sent it to you. I want to start with a quote from one of the rabbis that says, "No city in the United States should be invested in corporations that profit from military violence. Compassion and equity is what we seek. Saving and not destroying lives is what we are commanded to pursue." That's from Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb. This is such an important time. We are about to face a Trump presidency and all the turn to the right and to fascism. I think that this is a moment where we're really looking for bold, bold leaders. We applaud this city's commitment to ethical and social responsible investing. We communicate, and this comes from Jewish leaders, from our rabbinical council, leaders in cities who work for justice and peace for the people of Israel and Palestine and all. And while we support the proposal to exit now in investing and take this pause from investments in corporate securities, this amendment, quite frankly, feels a little bit too short-termed. There's been an amazing amount of work that was unanimously approved by this council to endorse this policy for socially responsible investments. Let's back it up by putting the companies that have been found to be in violation of the policy on the do not buy list now. Yes, we applaud publicly responsible investment. We applaud public investments, but we also want to see these companies, we want to see you act on what you unanimously created. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. My name is Ned Roche. The issues before you today are huge. At stake is the soul of the city we love. At stake are our souls. If we stand in solidarity with the water protectors at Standing Rock, if we support the human rights of indigenous peoples in Central America and Palestine, Israel, and if we oppose the huge expansion of prisons required to lock up the millions of people that Trump will arrest and deport, we must, as individuals and as a city, courageously and proudly stand for justice, not only for ourselves, but also to inspire other cities to find their voice, their courage. The towering Jewish teacher, Rabbi Hillel, asked, "If not now, when?" That is our charge. As Trump's dark clouds begin to block out the light, now is the time for us to take a principled stand. I want Portland's leaders to inspire us all to do the work we need to do, for we need to accomplish nothing less than changing the world. And if not now, when? We start right here, right now. Let us move not backward to investing in companies that show an utter disregard for human rights, the environment, the earth, and indigenous peoples, but forward to announcing to the world, which is watching, that the corporate behavior of companies like Wells Fargo and Caterpillar is incompatible with Portland values and will never again be supported by our tax dollars. This vote is either life-threatening or life-affirming. Choose wisely. The soul of our city lies in the balance.
Thank you. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you. My name is Rod Such, and I'm on the Steering Committee of Occupation Free Portland. And I want to begin today by commending Commissioner Novick and thanking him for his statement rejecting the slanderous charges of anti-Semitism that were directed against Occupation Free Portland and against Jewish Voice for Peace. Thank you for that. I basically want to say that we are going to be here in 4 months when you consider again your decision or your determination to invest in corporate securities. We are not going to go away. This has been a one-year campaign for us, an even longer campaign for NLASI and the Prison Divestment Coalition, and an even longer campaign for 350 PDX and the climate justice people. And it seems to us that what we all have in common here is that we recognize that the city has taken some great positions supporting divestment from not disapproving the Dakota Access Pipeline, fossil fuel extraction, and also taking stands for human rights. We think the most important thing is you're acknowledging human rights for Palestinians. We presented our research findings to the Human Rights Commission. They agreed. To the Socially Responsible Investment Committee, they agreed. The Student Senate at Portland State University agreed by a vote of 22-2. So we want to make it clear that we are a broad coalition of community groups in Portland that opposes these investments, and our coalition is growing by the day. And as we next face the next 4 years of Donald Trump, it is more important than ever that our city stands as a human right, a beacon for human rights for all, and particularly for Palestinians. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Next three are Oscar Guerra Vera, Layla Hale, and Peter Miller. And they'll be followed by Sarah Levy, John Chuck, and Joel Benin.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi. Should I continue? Okay.
Please.
My name is Peter Miller. I'm with Occupation Free Portland, and I wanted to thank Steve Novick for his amendment to add Caterpillar and Wells Fargo to the Do Not Buy list. And I really appreciate also his comments on the subject of fringe Jews. I don't think we should treat anyone's voices as fringe and try to silence people based on trying to marginalize them. So I think I appreciate that comment. I also appreciate the comment by Jennifer Cooperman asking about, I think it was asked about, should the city invest in a fund that's managed in a socially responsible investment way? And the point being is that you still need a socially responsible investment policy, and you have a socially responsible investment policy in your committee and their charge, which they've worked so hard on in the past year that we witnessed. You know, some of these people have spent 30 hours a week, apparently, working on this policy. And so you really have the criteria. You've set it up. You had it exercised, and I think it would be, you know, the best to maintain that kind of a policy. So I'm concerned about the four-month process that possibly resets all of this work that's gone on, and the process that would have, if you had a do-not-buy list, would have gone on for the next year, would have been the list. And instead, 4 months, it might reset. And I'm worried about the undoing of all the work of that everyone has done. And I also want to say that by naming the companies like Wells Fargo and Caterpillar, you're uplifting the voices of the community activists and of other communities around the country that are trying to hold these corporations responsible by really making a clear statement, a specific statement that would encourage the campaigns of all the people that are working so hard on these issues.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Layla Hale, Sankofa Northwest, as well as Portland Parks and Recreation. And I would like to thank you for your work today, and I'm really actually walking away a little more hopeful. I, like other people, thought that we might walk away from this with nothing, and I'm a little thankful that we're moving forward today, and that as a city employee who also encourages my youth to be employed by the city, we no longer have to look at our paychecks and know that we're directly contributing to things like the prison industrial complex and the North Dakota Access Pipeline. And as much work as we've gotten done here today, I do want to stress that this is basically putting a Band-Aid on herpes and that we have a lot more work to do as we move forward. I want to make sure that this doesn't stop. Just much like you said before, make sure that we're not starting again in April, because many, many folks like myself in the community are working 3, 4, 5 jobs to make sure that the least among us have what we need. And we're taking time that is very, very precious and that we're not getting paid for to put our life and our blood work into this. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for your service to the city and parks as well. Come on up. We have the next
Sarah Levy, John Chuck, and Joel Bienen. And they'll be followed by Michelle Bozy, S. Brian Wilson, and Stephen Goldberg.
So you here? Okay, why don't you two go ahead, and then we'll call the next group. Thank you.
My name is Joel Bienen. I teach Middle East history at Stanford University. I'm also a member of the Chavura Shalom Jewish Congregation here in Portland. I want to commend Commissioner Novick for his words on Wells Fargo and on Caterpillar, and especially for mentioning Palestinian human rights. It's a real issue. When we ask Portland to put Caterpillar and Wells Fargo on the Do Not Buy list, there are two components to that measure. One is the fiscal one, but the other one is standing up and calling out those corporations for doing bad in the world. And that's not going to happen for the next 4 months. And I think that the council is remiss in not taking the opportunity to do that. You've been told that putting Caterpillar on the Do Not Buy list is divisive, controversial, and so on. doing the right thing is always controversial before it becomes normal. That was the case with ending slavery, ending Jim Crow, achieving women's suffrage, LGBTQ rights, and every other democratic advance in this country. You've been told that putting Caterpillar on the Do Not Buy list is unfair because it singles out Israel. Our government singles out Israel by giving it more than $3 billion a year in military aid, more than any other country in the world consistently for the last 40 years. We as American citizens have a right and a duty to express our opinion about what Israel does with our money, including the purchase of weaponized Caterpillar equipment. You've been told that the entire mainstream Jewish community is opposed to putting Caterpillar on the Do Not Buy list. There is no mainstream Jewish community. The majority of American Jews aren't affiliated with any of the organizations like the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland that claim to speak for them. The policies of those institutions are undemocratically influenced by their biggest donors, many of whom hold political views far to the right of the majority of the American Jewish community. The fastest growing Jewish organizations in this country are Jewish Voice for Peace, If Not Now, Open Hillel, and J Street. Many, perhaps a majority of their members, support putting Caterpillar on the Do Not Buy list.
Thank you. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Hi, my name is John Shuck. I'm a Presbyterian minister, and I'm glad I came here early. I so much appreciated the work of this commission, what you did with the comprehensive plan. This is a great celebration. And I also want to thank Steve Novick's real thoughtfulness and all of you listening to the voices of all these activists and adding back the Wells Fargo and Caterpillar. And I also appreciate Commissioner Fritz's amendment. I don't want to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. I think what you've been saying here is a win, and I think you're going to have people who will come back to make sure that, yeah, we want to make sure that we have human rights issues are at the top of the list of what Portland does. And so I commend you, and we'll be working with you within the next 4 months to continue to make Portland a great place.
Thank you. Thank you both. Okay, you want to take the next three?
All right. Michelle Bosey, S. Brian Wilson, and Stephen Goldberg, and they'll be followed by Sandy Polishek, Diane Doolin, and Catherine Alder.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Michelle Wolsey. I'd like to start by thanking you, Commissioner Novick, for obviously you've done a lot of thinking about this problem, and in my view, you've come out on the right side of it. I appreciate that. I want to address one of the concerns that's been brought up, I think, repeatedly, and I think you made allusion to it earlier, which is that whether companies should actually be held responsible for the use of their products. And I want to point out to the council that after World War II, IG Farben and Krupp, two of Germany's largest industrial concerns, were actually tried at Nuremberg for their role in supporting the Nazi regime, and they were found guilty of war crimes. So the principle of holding companies liable for how their products are used is well established in international law, and I think you're on firm ground in looking at Caterpillar and Wells Fargo in that light. I'm a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, and I'm Jewish. If being Jewish means anything to me, it means the ideal of tikkun ha'olam, heal the world. And I'm very sorry, actually, to see members of my community who seem to be abandoning that goal and who believe that defending Israel means that we must defend its most xenophobic, its racist, and its most right-wing elements. I don't think that's true. I think it's a form of moral confusion, and I think it would be a mistake for the council to buy into it. The settlements, the checkpoints, the apartheid road system that Caterpillar is helping Israel build are wrong, and they violate the human rights of the Palestinian people. They would be wrong if France, Switzerland, or New Jersey were doing them. Caterpillar has been a willing partner in these crimes for decades, and our city has an opportunity at this point to say that we won't support injustice with our taxpayer dollars. And finally, I'd like to quickly tackle the most disingenuous argument that I've heard made by the opponents. This is the charge of anti-Semitism. The council's received two letters that I know of on this issue. One's from a group of rabbis, and one is from a group of local clergy. They both urge you to vote in favor of including Caterpillar. And I ask you to ask yourselves, is it possible that a group of rabbis are anti-Semitic? What about the chances that some of Portland's most active clergy in the cause of human rights are anti-Semitic? The simple and most obvious answer is none. There's no chance that these persons are anti-Semitic. And in the same way, there is no truth to the allegations that adding Caterpillar would in any way be anti-Semitic. Caterpillar's willing complicity in violations of human rights is what has earned it a place on the do-not-buy list. And I urge you to take a stand in the cause of justice and place it there and support Commissioner Novick's amendment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome.
My name is Stephen Goldberg. I support the pause, but I also want the city to specifically add Caterpillar and Wells Fargo to the do-not-buy list to at least signal to those companies that their behavior must change and hopefully will change before you reevaluate your policies next spring. Commissioner Fitz, your compassion was never more clear than how you responded to Cindy Corey, her testimony at the prior hearing. But if there ever was a time in our nation's history when our belief in halting human rights violations must go beyond sympathy to action, this is that time. The Trump administration will embolden human rights violators like Caterpillar and Wells Fargo as their fear of being held accountable diminishes, certainly on the federal level. Your actions then become all the more important. Commissioner Fish, in a prior life, you and I both worked on labor rights issues. Caterpillar has been a major sponsor of the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, which is notorious for sponsoring state legislation aimed at curbing workers' rights, and particularly the rights of public employees. And I can promise you, those rights will be attacked under the Trump administration. And finally, Commissioner Novick, you and I both went to the same law school. I assume we both took classes in international law. Caterpillar is well aware of how its equipment is used. Caterpillar, of course, has the right to say to Israel, no, we will not sell you our bulldozers unless we are assured that they will not be used to violate Palestinian human rights. Its refusal to do that, knowing how the equipment will be used, clearly violates the United Nations guiding principles on business and human rights. Guiding Principle 19 makes clear that businesses are responsible not just for their own acts, but for the acts of their business partners that use their products to cause human rights impacts, even if Caterpillar has not contributed to those impacts. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both.
The next three are Sandy Polachek, Diane Doolin, and Catherine Alder. And they'll be followed by Kurt Bell, Esther Nelson, and Hala Gores.
Once I just, before you start, I've seen a lot of people shaking hands in agreements, and I appreciate that. We've tried to come up with a solution that can bring our community together. So I would really urge you to not go through the list of that we heard loud and clear at the hearing before about why you would like Caterpillar and whichever other companies to be added to the list. To be clear, I'm saying that we're not buying any corporate securities until they come back with a full public process and hearing with the new administration. So if you could, I know I'm kind of having a very difficult week, not only with losing two of my colleagues who won't be coming back next year, but also because of the Electoral College votes and some of the hideous things that are happening nationwide. So I just kind of appealing to your compassion for our fellow citizens, including me. Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm Diane Doolin, and I'm a minister with the United Church of Christ, and as you know, here in Central Pacific Conference, our wider church ministries have endorsed the occupation-free Portland proposal. But for my 2 minutes today, I would just like to affirm the work that I have experienced in coming to several hearings with the Human Rights Commission and the Socially Responsible Investment Committee and the gatherings here in this chamber where I have heard so many dedicated activists in our community offer their wisdom and the fruit of so many hours invested. And this has all come into being because of the socially responsible investment policy. So I affirm that. I thank you for that. I, of course, too, would love to see Wells Fargo and Caterpillar singled out in your action today, since they have come over and over again to the top of the list of worst of the worst. However, I hear you, Commissioner Fritz. We're all going through a very harrowing period in the history of our nation. And I think to find a way to work together to build in trust is essential, and to find a way to honor the work that people do when they are asked to go do that work and come back with their outstanding results, this too must be honored. And so I ask you to work with those concepts as we go forward through these next several months.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Sandy.
Mayor Hales and commissioners, my name is Sandy Polishek. I have prepared a statement which feels mostly irrelevant now. I had planned to talk a little bit about the fossil fuel, Carbon 200 staying on the list, and to point out that Wells Fargo and Caterpillar work with the Dakota Pipeline, so they also have to do with keeping it in the ground, our campaign against it. I had planned to point out that they are the worst of the worst. I was going to ask you, and I still do ask you, to divest yourselves completely from Wells Fargo. That includes your banking. We have fabulous local and socially responsible banks and credit unions in our community that you can move your money to. That is being asked to happen by the supporters of the Standing Rock Water Protectors, that we do that. I was going to point out that Caterpillar, that the committee never even mentioned Israel or Palestine in when they found the reasons to put Caterpillar on the list. They had a whole bunch, like tax avoidance and abusive labor practices. That was what I was planning to say. It kind of feels irrelevant now. I have to say, unlike many people, I apologize, Commissioner Fritz. I too am having a hard time, but I don't understand why your amendment changes anything. The community has weighed in. We just heard how many hearings. The two committees, the initial SRI committee and then the actual, the temporary and then the permanent committee, put in hours and hours of work. I've gone to those meetings. There's at least three staff members there. There's a tremendous amount of work that goes in. And it feels to me like it's insulting to these citizen volunteers that you, commissioners, Fish so praised, to be discounting their work. I don't understand what's going to be different in 3 months.
Excuse me, I need to interrupt you because you're gone. I don't understand why you think this is disrespectful. We've heard, we've said, yes, we're not going to buy these companies.
Saying we're not going to buy any companies is very different than singling out those that are the worst of the worst. There is a financial aspect, but there is also a symbolic and political aspect. And I hope you have been hearing people talk about how important it is right now for these statements to be made by basically not doing anything and just putting it on ice. It does not accomplish anything. So I'm sorry, but I find this extremely disappointing. Thank you.
Welcome.
This is hard. I had a sermon prepared, and I have to change it. Reverend Catherine Alder, and the UCC pastor, and I'm here with the faith community again to say that we do want Caterpillar and Wells Fargo on that do not buy list now, not 4 months from now. We don't want it invested in at all. You all just worked on homelessness by creating housing, and Caterpillar has already made 25,000 families homeless in Palestine. I know you're concerned about the schools and the lead in the pipes in the schools and Caterpillar bulldozes water structures in Palestine, making access to clean water impossible. You all work on inclusion, and you look around the room, black, white, Hispanic, everyone here, and Caterpillar builds a wall 30 feet high to separate humanity one from another. And Wells Fargo targets blacks and Hispanics to be put in prison. These are investments that don't match our values. Jews and Christians are tied together through scripture and a shared story. We are Jews and Christians and Muslims and atheists, and we cannot abide giving special allowance to Caterpillar, which abuses people with weaponized bulldozers, no matter what company and what country, rather, it operates in. Caterpillar is violating international law. So I really appreciate those who have stepped forward to say that we need to do something and we need to do it now. The fear of upsetting some is not a measure for justice. Justice always upsets some. Do the right thing and do it now. Put Caterpillar and Wells Fargo on a do not buy list. Don't wait. Just get that part done and then look at the investment later.
Thank you
so much.
The next three are Kurt Bell, Esther Nelson, and Hela Gores. And they'll be followed by Frank Alfrangi, Nick Covery, and Will Fuller.
I'm just going to make one more comment, and then I'll just be quiet and listen to everybody. Don't snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
I'm sorry?
Don't snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Well, my name is Kurt Bell. I'm with the Occupation Free Portland. I'm also with First Unitarian Church and a president-elect of the Unitarian Universalists for Justice in the Middle East, a national organization. And I just want to urge you not to just delay for debate in April, but to act now to include what Commissioner Novick, we're grateful for his proposal to put Wells Fargo and Caterpillar on the do not buy list now, in addition to the amendment that Commissioner Fritz has proposed, a very good amendment, but I really urge that both go on. Just briefly, I'd just like to add a couple things about that, why we should not support the reprehensible corporate behavior with our investments. We should not make money from these investments. In just since the SRI committee issued its report last September, we know that Caterpillar's deep involvement in destruction of sacred sites in North Dakota, the involvement in the pipeline, their involvement, probable involvement in building a wall that Trump plans to build in Mexico. So in Wells Fargo, we've learned of their defrauding of 2 million of their customers and their involvement in financing the pipeline. So this reprehensible behavior needs to be opposed, and we should not put our money and make money from this behavior of these corporations. And I really urge you to put both amendments into the final resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Hala Gores. I am a Palestinian-American attorney here in town. My family is Christian-Palestinian. I am not here to reiterate what you just heard from a lot of people, including Steve Goldberg, who really nailed it when he talked about the abuses that Caterpillar facilitates for the State of Israel. I want to tell you, Commissioner Fritz, that I hear you loud and clear about not snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. I also want to tell you that I don't think that these two amendments are mutually exclusive. I think that it is important to say to Caterpillar, to send the message to Caterpillar, that they have an opportunity here while you have this four-month period where you have the freeze for them to have discussions in their boardrooms about their corporate conduct. Other corporations heard the voices of activists and governments elsewhere, and they changed. And they made decisions not to sell services and products to human rights abusers. So I would like you, I'm not going to waste your time saying things that others have said so eloquently, but I would urge you to allow us to talk to you between now and 4 months from now to talk about what other corporations have done to change and to keep Wells Fargo and Caterpillar on the list. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi. Excuse me, I'm Esther Nelson, and I have put aside my testimony.